Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Big shout out to all of our listeners and winners who participated and came out and hung out with us at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar at the Perimeter location on Friday. We had a terrific time. And I want to start there, Mike, because as we were making our rounds and talking to all of our wonderful listeners, dinner was great, by the way. Chef over there, terrific. Thank you so much. Big shout out to our staff, Mike Conti, Chandra, everybody that put that thing together. But Mike and I were literally sitting next to each other, and it wasn't on purpose. It was just kind of, we ended up there. And then, look who rolls in. Steaky. Hey, guys, what's going on? Is this seat taken? I need a seat. So he sits down, and his son is there. Son's name's Bobby. I had never met Bobby. You've known Bobby since a little baby.
I knew him when he was a little boobalo, but I've never really had a chance to talk to him as a young man.
Okay, so so Bobby now, and I'm getting the steak every time I just said Bobby. But he sits down. Great, great young man. Steak, you and your wife done a terrific job. It was great meeting Day-Day's son and all the kids. My man, you know, I'm trying to think, Samson, but Randy brought his son. Yep. Yeah, everybody was there. But Bobby's sitting there, and we're talking to him. But, Mike, before we talk about Bobby, because he was just, you know, he's super smart, and the sports knowledge is there. He might be following in his dad's footsteps. But literally, how does Steak order something off the menu that we were not aware of?
Yeah, I mean, I looked down. I'm like, they had like eight different choices, apps, entrees. And so I got the trout. And it was amazing. They had like a bison meatloaf. It was amazing. The menu was great. We talked about it on Friday's show. It's the first time for me at Lucky Dog. So we recommend you try it out. And all of a sudden, Steak Son's got like a tempura chicken fried, I don't know what that was, like a sushi?
Yes.
And, I'm like, where did this come from?
And the waitress, she brought, and Atlanta eats. And the waitress brings it out, and Steak is like, he's ordering, but he's ordering something like off the menu. Make sure you do this. And we're hearing this off, you know, I'm like, what is he doing? She brings this plate out. Bobby, he tasted. He's like, this is terrific. Mike and I are like, what is that? Nobody else at our table had that.
Well, I just thought for Bobby, you know, off the menu, I just thought he'd like my feet like a sushi kind of a arrangement. But no, it was a typical steak.
It really was.
Typical steak.
And it really
then,
was.
Then I'm at the gym today, and I'm getting people, because I was at my buddy's house in Alabama this week at the lake, and I'm driving back, and I get all these guys are lighting me up because I didn't hear Steak's show. I was taking a nap. And apparently Steak's like, Bobby got a real kick out of talking to Mike, because I was just keeping it real. I was telling Bobby all stories about his dad, you know, how his dad didn't know how to fix a flat tire, how I had to fix the garage door one time when I lived across the street from him. You know, we're just having good conversations.
Well, here's the funny thing, too. Bobby was killing his dad because he said, you know, they were driving to come to the event over at Lazy Dog. he's like, my dad can't drive. Guys, he's a terrible driver. And it was just funny to hear his son talk about his dad's driving. But, look, we had a great time. And for those that came out, we hope that, again, as that event continues to grow, and we do it every Father's Day, that you guys continue to be a big part of it. The Braves did something as we transitioned, guys, that we expected them to do this weekend. And that is win. They won a series. Yesterday was somewhat embarrassing just because you had 16 strikeouts. And if I was to tell you, and you didn't see the team, you didn't know who we were playing, and I said Braves had 16 strikeouts.
Right.
You'd be like, what was the score? 15-0?
Right.
We lose and we only score one run. So yesterday was like weird. But Mike, there are some signs that I feel like, okay, maybe these are building blocks. Ronald Acuña for life, looks amazing, guys. He's got 7 home runs and 77 at-bats already. I'm telling you, Ronald Acuña is going to have 30 home runs, and he missed the first 2 months of the season. He's on fire. Matt Olson looked halfway decent. It feels like Money Harris is coming along. Yep. But here's the thing, guys. That was the worst team in baseball. We're getting one of the best teams in baseball starting tomorrow in our division with the Mets, Mike. And over the next 2.5-3 weeks, guys, I'm telling you right now, we're going to know whether our team is going to be back in the hunt or, Mike, we are going to be sellers at the trade deadline.
But it's so Bravesy. This is Austin Gomber on the mound. Remember the old days we used to joke around, like, do they not have a scouting? Do they not have a scouting system? Do you not have a book on this guy? Because the young man made his major league debut, and he goes 5 innings, strikes out 4, only walked 1, and only gave up 2 hits. It's like, man, I mean, Grant Holmes did his job, held the Rockies at 2 earned runs. But again, another guy you never seen, you made this guy look like the debut of Nolan Ryan. And then the Braves, unfortunately, as you said, just could not push anybody across. So you left with a little bit of a bad taste in your mouth because, as we said on Friday, it wasn't out of line to demand a sweep of a bad team.
Should have swept them.
And the Mets just wobbled a little bit. They've won their 6-4, were 4-6. So there was a chance to pick up a full game yesterday.
The other thing, building blocks. This is what I'm looking at right now, because I'm not going to sit here and tell you we're going to chase down the Phillies or the Mets, or for that matter, even make the wild card right now, because I'm not willing to go there with the inconsistencies I've seen with this team. But building blocks, Spencer Strider, velocity, finally up where we expected to be. He looked like the Spencer Strider.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of had to catch myself. As, you know, Mike, this was playing out over the weekend. Braves do beat the Rockies in a series, but I'm like, okay, wait a minute, it's the Rockies. Should I be really excited that Spencer Strider is doing this against one of the worst lineups in Major League Baseball? The answer's no, because we haven't seen him be this. And I've been telling you guys, Mike, he's not back. Guys getting mad at me. Dukes, what do you mean he's not back? He looked like he was back. Now, we'll see in his next start. But the best thing I think the Braves did, Mike, was push Chris Sale back, which means he'll start in these series against the Mets and the Phillies versus not wasting him, but playing or at least starting him yesterday. Mm. So they push him back. That's good news for me because that tells me how serious Snit is taking these series with the Mets and the Phillies coming up here over the next week and a half.
Because you have to. You know, with the Mets, man, that's a full game you're going to lose. You've got to be able to, look, get this thing down to a manageable number. I think most fans would say get it down to 10 by the All-Star break, if that's possible or less. And then we'll see what you can do at the trade deadline, which is the end of July. Also, on Friday, Elder did not have his A game, but the Braves bailed him out. They were bashing. I mean, it was good to see them blow it wide open in the bottom of the eighth. Again, it's a bad Rockies team with a lot of guys that are just trying to find their way in the majors. But the good news was the Braves really got it cooking. That was a big offensive display. You know, grinded, as you said, on Saturday's game. So there are some signs of life, but it is still, I think, and we're not trying to be, you know, negative Nelly. It's the Rockies. You should be doing this to these guys.
They're bad. 404-726-0929. I am not going to look at yesterday's game and worry about that leading into the Mets series, which starts tomorrow. Today's an off day for the Braves because that's not how this works. I know we all want to go, well, they got their butts kicked and now they're going to go into this series. That's not how it works. Today's an off day. Guys, forget. They'll be back at the ballpark tomorrow and be ready to go. We just need to show up. And hopefully, building blocks. Acuña keeps hitting. Olson keeps hitting. Harris keeps coming along. Strider looks like Strider. Chris Sale, keep doing your thing. If we do these things, Mike, and we start getting some hits from guys, some timely hits from other guys in this lineup, we're going to be all right. But it has to happen now. We cannot continue to wait, and you guys keep telling us, Dukes and Bell, man, it's early. We're going to look up, and it's going to be July,
right,
and some real decisions are going to have to be made. Look, Mets and Phillies, 10 of the final 13 games in the month of June. Hypothetically, we're not going to lose all of those. But we can't lose 8.
No. I mean, that's just it. I mean, you could look. The good news is you can narrow this gap to a totally manageable number, which will then give Alex, if he doesn't already have it, the wherewithal to then say, hey, let's go do some things here because this team's showing a spike and a sign of life. And then let's go maybe add some things which you and I have talked about. I don't know how you prioritize. You and I have talked about it with listeners. Relief pitching, a setup man, Maybe, you know, do you try to upgrade one of the positions, whether left field or shortstop? But you can definitely get another starter, I'd like to see, at the trade deadline. That Sean Murphy conversation, I think, becomes interesting. So there's a lot of good things that can happen if you handle your business, as you said, in these next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Here's what I want. And it's not necessarily, it wasn't the first thing I wanted, Mike. But now, as things have played out, we don't have a closer.
Nope.
And you're not going to win in the playoffs if you don't have a closer. So here's what's going to happen, guys, with the Braves. And they're not going to say this. Maybe they will. Dylan Lee and maybe a few others are going to get a shot at closing some games here over the next couple of weeks as they continue to build Raisel Iglesias back up. As they do that, and at some point you got to throw him back out there, I'm just telling you right now, as the trade deadline approaches, you got to go get another closer, Mike. You got to get a guy that can finish games.
Look, you got a guy with an ERA over 6. Okay, for people who don't follow baseball, that's not really good, okay? And your closer, look, I get it. You don't have, not everybody can be the 100-mile-an-hour guy, but still, his stuff just isn't effective, and it isn't effective of late. And you get the heebie-jeebies when he's out there. Now he's kind of in this sort of in crux where he's sort of a setup guy. So you're right. They've got to upgrade there. Problem is, as we said, everybody else is going to be shopping. Do you want – and this is where we get into the debate. Do you – it's the cart before the horse, Carl. Do you want to wait till you see if you can make a run? But how are you going to beat the mess with Iglesias? How are you going to beat the mess, to your point, we don't have a closer?
Well,
when it's Dylan Lee or Pierce Johnson.
It's a great point. And here's the thing, too. You could say, well, we'll just outslug the Mets. Good luck. We haven't been outslugging anybody. No. So – some of these games, especially when we're playing teams over 500, not named the Rockies, are going to come down to one-run games. We have not been great in one-run games.
So we're awful in one-run games.
This is where we've got to improve. And the way you improve that, Mike, is we're up one run. You send in a guy that can close the door. We don't have that right now.
You've got a guy who's going to give you the dreaded two-out walk and then a home run. That's Iglesias to me. I mean, that's the numbers bear it out. Now, this is one where I think even us and the nerds with analytics could say, not effective, not good at his job.
No. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike, by the way. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes in the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. And belated Happy Father's Day, man. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I certainly did. It was great to get all the well wishes from folks, listeners and friends and other people. The thing about Father's Day and Day-Day, I'll say this. You get text messages from people you hadn't heard from, just pop up, bloop, bloop, Happy Father's Day, and you're like, who is this? Then you look at the date, and you're like, oh, I spoke to this dude 3 years ago. It's weird that way, but people think about you on Father's Day because, as Mike and I discussed on Friday, you know, you start thinking about your life, start thinking about your father, people in your life. Same applies for Mother's Day as well with moms, but that was cool. So appreciate all the well wishes from folks, and we hope you had a great weekend. We'll tell you more about ours coming up. Also, we'll get you caught up on the latest headlines. It's crazy because yesterday, that rain delay saved him. It saved him. He may never admit it, but that's what allowed him to get his head right. We'll talk about it when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team, feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know the week is just starting, but we also know you're always looking for a party. We are starting the weekend, right? Friday at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast, 2 to 6.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting you ready for another big sports weekend. Great food, drinks, scenic views. You can get it all with Dukes and Bell,
girls
2 to 6.
In lumberjack outfits.
Twin Peaks and Buckhead. And Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, Mike and I were just having a conversation. Look, we don't know what we're going to be or what this is going to look like in, and I'm going to say 3 weeks, because we've got 10 of our final 13 games to end the month of June against Mets and Phillies. So I'm just going to say 3 weeks. In 3 weeks, we will know. I will know what this team is and where we look at, what we're looking at for the month of July when you start looking at the trade deadline. And I'm not going to sit here and fool you or fool myself. As much as I think we can be a contender, we haven't looked like one. But with that said, one of the things we haven't done enough of is slug. We haven't hit enough. And some of you have said, well, you know, it's the guys that we trust and they've been here. But Mike just told me there was a rumor out there, if you missed it over the weekend, one of the big trades that happened in the major leagues is that the Red Sox traded one of the best hitters in the major leagues. Many of you may not have watched this guy, Rafael Devers. He's unbelievable. Even in the midst of controversy up there in Boston, he's been raking. So he goes to the Giants, Mike, for pitchers Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, and an outfield prospect, a kid named James Tibbs, and a rookie pitcher. So they gave up a lot to get him. The Giants were talking about. But they get one of the best hitters in the major leagues. And Mike, you just said to me, what did you just say to me?
Yeah, apparently, according to a guy that covers the Red Sox in Boston, Sean McAdam of Mass Live, not masshole.com, Mass Live. You're not going to believe this. I'm at Revere Dog Park. I hear through the grapevine, Sox are talking to the Braves about moving Devers. No, in all seriousness, this article was picked up by Sports Illustrated. Apparently, the Braves, Padres, and Blue Jays, again,
what?
Per se, Sean McAdam. How about them apples? Sorry, I don't know. I'm doing all the Boston references. The departed. The Red Sox were not actively shopping Devers before trading him. As you said, it got to be untenable because they got a guy at first base and he's raking. So they want him to DH because they brought in Alex Bregman. Again, I don't know how one franchise can move on from Mookie Betts and Rafael Devers in a five-year period, Carl. It kind of boggles the mind.
It does.
If you're, because, you know, the Red Sox are big spenders, and to act like you're, you know, well, like us or the Pirates or somebody who's not spending all that loot, it's kind of strange. But here's what I said to Carl. A team that won't give Max Fried the money, you know, that will never go for frontline anything, is going to give a guy who's making $300 million and under contract till he's 36 a deal? I couldn't see that happening.
Okay, so this is where I'm at. First of all, what's the old saying? You can't believe everything you read,
right,
and especially if it's on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But as good as Devers is, and don't get me wrong here, if there was a legitimate chance for us to get him, boy, our lineup changes tremendously. Okay, I'm just telling you. But I don't think that was real. Just because, and this is what I don't know, this is what we don't know. If the Braves, in fact, called, Mike, they could have been one of many teams that said, oh, hey,
right. Rumors
out there, you might be moving this guy. And then, just like with anything, guys, you get the price tag, what's it going to cost, and you go, thanks, and you hang up the phone. Just because we may have been interested doesn't mean that we were close,
right,
or that they were serious about maybe even pulling the trigger on this. But either way, that rumor, when Mike told me that, I said, there's no way I can believe they would have committed.
Right. It,
from what we know, they don't commit like that to guys that have been here.
No, that's just it. I mentioned, you know, you take your pick. You know, you wouldn't give Freddie Freeman a 6-year. You're going to take a guy with 8 years left on his deal. Please, that just seems a bit much. I mentioned the first baseman, yeah, Tristan Casas. He's the one who got hurt. Then they wanted Devers to play first. He said, blank you.
That's right.
And so it had gone south down there.
How do you say it?
Blank you.
Yes, that's right.
So here's the thing, though. Buster Posey, the all-star catcher.
He was great.
And he's now the GM. I was telling Carl, it's kind of cool. You got John Lynch with the 49ers, and Buster Posey is, you know, the GM, respectively, in the Bay Area with football and baseball. But he pulls off this trade. They move a hot pitching prospect who never really got some traction, a guy that they tried to use as a starter who's now more of a middle reliever closer, and a prospect that was a Florida State player. So they gave a lot of people, Baseball America said it's one-sided, C for the Red Sox and A for the Giants. One thing I didn't realize, the Giants have not had a 30 home run hitter
since
Barry Bonds, 2004.
Yeah, and I think Kent did it as well when he was there. Devers is a guy, though, that's one of the best players in major leagues. And so when word got out that they were trading him, everybody's like, and this gets back to, Mike, like the Luka trade.
Right.
If you're going to move a guy like this, and don't get me wrong, they got a nice haul for him. But I'm getting as many teams involved as possible.
I just think it goes national. You know, you call Buster Posey or Jeff Passan and go, hey, let everybody know, for sale sign.
Yes.
And get the best possible blockbuster deal. But you're right. There are a lot of similarities with how it worked between Dallas and L.A.
All right. So he is with the Giants. But look, I don't know if we called about him or not. If we did, so be it. And by the way, if we did, which we may or may not ever know, it tells you that they're doing what they need to be doing. There's no way Alex can sit there and be satisfied. For that matter, anybody in the front office can be satisfied with what they've seen this season so far. You can't just sit on this and keep praying and hoping to the baseball gods that this thing's going to turn around. So, you know, for Devers to have an opportunity to add a guy like that, I'm all in.
Like, and again, now one thing for certain, we always joke around about, you know, you never know about the deals that weren't consummated. And sometimes guys can say, well, we tried. Right? We tried to put a deal together. I mean, if this is out there, then at least the Braves, you know, were having a conversation.
That's right.
I don't know. Now, for all we know, Alex should have called Craig Breslow, or Breslow called Alex, and Alex goes, how's the weather up there? It's raining. Okay, goodbye. And that's all you got. Because it is hard to see how this could ever work, you know, or how you could. I mean, even if they wanted a catcher or something like that, it's just hard to. There's no way that it would make any sense to the fan base to take on that kind of contract.
All right, just had to straighten that out, by the way. My man Dominator is here. He's behind the glass, our executive producer. His name is Day-Day. He is here as well. We are glad that you're listening to Dukes and Bell, Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. We got to get to the daily download.
Story number one.
The rain saved him. Look, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. J.J. Spahn still made an incredible putt. But when that rain delay came, and for those who did not watch the U.S. Open and the battle it was to fight Oakmont, JJ started out where he bogeyed five of the first six holes. And you're going, he's about to blow this. He was great Thursday. He was good Friday. He's hanging in there Saturday. Right. And you're like, he's about to blow this. 96-minute rain delay, and he's in there getting his head right, regrouping, and he comes back out. And the thing about yesterday was, Mike, when it matters most, this guy got it done. 17, you're like, okay, is he going to hit a good drive or is he going to screw this up? And I'm just running this down to you because these are the moments that make champions.
Right.
He played his best two holes, the last two holes of the day. After this 96-minute rain delay, he's tied with Robin McIntyre. They come out, they're plus one. Spahn makes an incredible drive on 17. And then you go, all right, you miss eagle, but he birdies. And you're like, okay, he's got a shot, but so does McIntyre. And all he needs to do is grab a par on 18. This is a wrap. And we all know how it ended. This was the birdie putt that won it.
To win the U.S. Open at Oakmont, one of the hardest, if not the hardest test in major championship golf. For the win, J.J. Spahn, ball up and over the ridge. It's on a very good line. This could go in. J.J. Spahn makes it! It's the biggest moment of his career. J.J. Spahn conquers Oakmont and is your 125th U.S. Open champion.
Unbelievable. And again, who doesn't root for the underdog? Now, again, this guy might never win another tournament in his life. But as you said, to bogey five of the first six holes you play, it's unheard of. And the other thing is, you know, left out of the analysis there is Victor Hovland's approach shot lands just outside of his. So Victor Hovland gives him a perfect read.
True.
And he kind of did. Remember, was it DeMarco and Mickelson? Like, Running behind to see.
you're not
supposed to stand over the guy's shoulder. Now, I do it when Carl hits a putt if I got the same read, but that's not good golf etiquette. But he gets the perfect read from Victor Hovland, and he plays it to the perfect advantage, and that's amazing. So good for him, man. Great story. I was telling Carl, I had this Calcutta with my buddies. For those who don't know, it's basically Everybody buys in. It could be $100 per man or $150 in our case, and you just bid on guys. And if you outbid, you get the guy. So everybody wanted Rory, or you know, I had DeChambeau. He obviously didn't even make the cut.
No.
So I always go for the Brits when in doubt. So I had Tyrrell Hatton, who imploded. I only bid $25. I would have won $1,800 on this clown.
Oh, it hurts.
And Tyrrell Hatton absolutely poops the bed down the stretch, has a minor meltdown, loses his stuff. Just unbelievable. But anyway, those are one of the storylines. McIntyre, the guy from Scotland, by the way, shaved, dude. He had that weird sort of neck beard. What's going on there, man? Looked like you just come off a bender in, like, you know, in Carson City, Nevada or something. But anyway, he was in the clubhouse waiting to see where it was going to play out, but obviously never that close as JJ puts it away.
And if you don't play, here's where I'm going with this. When things start going bad, they go bad. If you could be playing and all of a sudden it not rain and you go, fellas, I need a break. I'm going to go in the clubhouse. I'm going to have a drink. I'm going to have some lunch, and I'm going to chill and come back out and regroup. You could possibly do this. That's what happened with this rain delay. And so when things were going bad and he starts five of his first six holes and you're going, whoo-hoo, it's going downhill, it's why it saved him. And luckily he was able to put it together. The back nine was exceptional for him. Congratulations to J.J. Spahn. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Mike, Thunder win on Friday. It's even NBA Finals 2-2. Game 5 tonight, 8:30. Thunder 9.5-point favorite. I want you to hear Rick Carlisle because he's like, okay, we've been in this thing, but now it's going to get difficult.
It's the ultimate effort, endeavor, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's long, it's arduous, but it's the greatest opportunity going. You know, it's the greatest opportunity going, and it's really hard, and it's supposed to be hard. You know, it's supposed to be hard, and this is where, you know, we're gonna have to dig in and circle the wagons and come back stronger on Monday. This is a big disappointment, but there's three games left.
He's a great coach. You know, he maximizes his roster. But again, I think it's like Superman stuff. You really need Halliburton to, again, no blank Sherlock. You need Halliburton to really just be elevating his game. But if he can't, they're not going to get there. We do know he's got a great group of guys that mesh perfectly. We talked about Siakam. We talked about guys off the bench like Obi Toppin. So he's got the guys who can bring some defensive intensity. But it seems to me like Thunder's found their happy spot.
They found their balance. I agree. And it wouldn't surprise me if they win by 10 tonight because that's what they do at home. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Speaking of the NBA, Mike, Grizzlies trade Desmond Bane. I said Desmond Bane.
You think the Grizzlies are your friend. They've shipped you to a place with no state income tax.
Well, there's no state income tax in Tennessee, right?
That's correct.
It's a win.
Either way, Bane is winning.
To Orlando for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Seems like he's been in the league for like 80 years now.
Right.
Cole Anthony and four unprotected first-round picks, one first-round pick swap. That's a lot for Desmond Bane. Now, he's a really good player. But Desmond Bane is not like carrying teams. He's Mike, if you put him with us, he's a great shooter and he'd have 20 a night easy with Trey, right? Just like he did in Memphis.
Hey, I don't want to, you know, get ahead of ourselves, but you and I were just talking off the air. If that's what they got for Bane, what could we get for Trey?
It's a good question.
For the right team.
It's a good question.
I mean, you could reset your franchise. And if you do it right, if you do it like Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something and that's why people get upset. I'm like, look, everything's on the table. I love Trey. But you got to look at all this stuff and say, hey, where are we going to be in 5, 6, 7 years? It's Dukes and Bell. We're coming back. Is it safe? Do you feel safer? I don't, but I feel better. We'll explain. It's Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Monday. Coming up, we're going to let you in and tell you what's going on around the NFL. A couple of guys still holding out, not signed, not happy. And those are stories we'll be following. Also, our buddy Damon Hack from the Golf Channel is going to join us. He was there at the U.S. Open, and we'll get the latest from him about what this means for J.J. Spahn. And then, Mike, we got to look to the Open, which is obviously the British Open. And after seeing everybody get destroyed, or at least all the favorites, well, right. You know, who's going to be able to let, you know, get their minds right and move forward? Because, look, depending on the weather, and we'll talk to Damon Hack about this, the Open can be as challenging depending on, you know, what happens over
right.
there.
Right. It's Portrush in Northern Ireland, and Lowry won it last time it was there, and he didn't make the cut. He was like 16 over at one point in this tournament. So I just think it's the UGA. We talked about it at length. I mean, a couple guys gave me some heat on Thursday, mostly old farts who love this stuff. They love watching golfers suffer. It's just terrible television. I'd be curious to know what the numbers are. It's Father's Day. A lot of dads who play golf want to kick back, throw the rain in there. I was telling Carl, it's bad enough you got the course so jacked up that one shot, I mean, literally an inch to the right, and now you're in this rough, you can't find the ball, and watching guys just having to hit like 200-yard, you know, third shots on par fours, it's getting ridiculous. It and is. Then they had the water, the standing water. So in other words, now you got like same thing, that long second shot or whatever it is, and now the ball just splats, it doesn't go anywhere. And it's funny, I don't know, I was watching with some friends that aren't the biggest golf fans, and they're like, can we please watch something else?
It wasn't.
So, I mean, like, it really was. If you're a casual fan, you're not watching that.
No, it was not appeasing from the standpoint of aesthetically, just right. watching beautiful golf, right? It was, but here's the other part of that. Sloppy conditions and being able to overcome all of these obstacles.
Right.
This is as tough as it's going to get. And
but you know what, though? For those who don't follow golf, a Lynx course, like if you're not a golfer in Scotland, that's Lynx golf where everything goes up. There's no trees, basically. You just mm-hmm. go up and down, and the holes are all kind of right on top of each other. And it's an inland course basically carved out of like farmland out north of Pittsburgh. And there's no one hole that's even distinguishable. It's like, you know what reminds me
Church
of?
Church views.
Yeah, so it's a bunker with some weeds in it. You know,
no, I hear you. But that's
it. But that's it.
But when people see that picture.
Right, but that's it. I mean, and even that, I mean, there's not a lot of like things that you would say, oh, that's kind of neat to look at, or that's kind of cool. Just super long, challenging, certainly. I get it. It's this man held his water. J.J. Spahn kept it together after a brutal start, and on this day he was the man. But it just—I mean, is it good for the golf brand? Is it good for growing golf in America to watch that for 4 days?
No, look, I think the drama at the end helped them a lot. If it didn't end the way it did, then I think a lot of people would have been disappointed, as you were, as like, all right, why did I spend X amount of hours watching this
right.
when I could have been doing something else? The ending, the climax, really helped. Like, okay, that was worth it. It was almost like the payoff at the end of a movie. But, Mike, I hear you. I mean, look, the problem is this course, Oakmont, has been in the mix and will continue to be in the mix because of its difficulty. And then you start talking about what J.J. did on those last two holes. I think, Ben Hogan's the only other guy that's ever done it. So it's like there's a historical side of can I go conquer this course? And then there's the side of, like, it just kicks everybody's butt. And right. so, I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I didn't necessarily enjoy watching the torture, but the payoff was great for me. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, Pebble Beach, you know it. You know the course, the beautiful scenery, right? The sights. It's the imagery is amazing with the water and the cliffs and everything else. That looks pretty cool. Kiawah, the ocean course. See that? I don't know, Carl. I like the ocean. Give me some water elements, and it makes it a little more digestible for me. If you're going to trick the courses out where it's impossible.
Yeah, and by the way, they were hitting in sand. Guys would tee off. And this is the other thing. That is a shot-making course. It is a link-style course, Mike, but you had to drive it perfectly. If you didn't, you were in the sand. And like if you now you're basically taking a stroke or extra, and guess what? You're out of the sand into that deep rough. Okay, add two more strokes. That's what these guys are dealing with. The average golfer, it's funny. Everybody's like, what would you shoot at Oakmont? Right. Like, if you just went out there, you're probably shooting like 130.
Yeah, I was going to say 125, 130. That's about right. And again, guys, it is up on the text line saying, why do they do that? That's the U.S. The U.S. Golf Association, USGA. That's their prerogative. They always love to have this going all the way back as long as I've been watching golf. Remember Shinnecock years ago? They had water the greens in between foursomes. So don't get me started. Now the British, at least it's Port Rush in the very tip of Northern Ireland. Dramatic scenery. So if nothing else, Carl, you have some nice sights.
All right, let's talk about how comfortable you are with our Braves right now, whether you feel better after this weekend or not. And again, I still am saying there are some building blocks. That's my term. I'm not going to tell you that we're over the hump and that we're back to where we need to be. But seeing what Acuña's doing and Olsen and Harris is coming, we said this. But Mike, the number I'm going to give you is the number I want you to remember right now. 92 games left. Sounds like an eternity.
Right.
But over those 92 games, this stretch, we've got to do something pretty impressive. We got to go 59-33 to reach 90 wins. The reason why I'm saying that is because the Padres are sitting in front of us. This is the wild card. I'm not even chasing the Mets or the Phillies right now.
Right.
We're chasing the wild card. The Padres are on pace to win 89 games. So just to be sure that we pass them, and I'm not telling you we're a better team than the Padres right now because I don't think we are. But we got to win 90 games. So that means over the next 92, we got a 59-33. With what you've seen, do you feel like that is a realistic possibility?
Well, how tough was it last year to watch the Braves at times, right? A lot of element. Remember the grind? Win one, like one step forward, two steps back. You and I always talking about it during the week. They finished 16 games over 500, 89 wins to your point, 89 last year, just to make that second wild card spot. So that was a season that was a grind. And they had to play at an unbelievable clip down the stretch just to make it, remember?
Yeah.
So does this team have it in them? One thing for certain, as we pointed out at the start of the show, playing all these divisional rivals, playing the Mets, seeing more of the Phillies, things like that, this is where, you know, you can get yourself back into it to where if Alex wasn't convinced, he is convinced to go spend and do some things at the trade deadline. But you're going to, as you said, you can also find yourself out 18 games. If you can't, you know, do something against the Mets, you can put a dent into it. As we said, what's your number? You got what? A month until the All-Star game, basically.
Basically. And by the way, this is just me saying, look, if we are that far out, we're sellers. Let's start retooling for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it sucks because we've owned this division and we're so used to going to the playoffs. In fact, we're spoiled. But the reality is if you're that far out, let's not, again, fool ourselves and go, well, we can make a run. No, you want to be competitive, and you want the young guys to continue to play, but this is what we talked about. The Baldwin's playing more. You got to put Ozuna out there, Mike. He's got 1 year left. He's in the last year of his deal. You've got to go make some moves to get you better for next year.
And by the way, if you have no intention of re-signing Ozuna, then trade him.
If we're out of it.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. If you get to a point where All-Star break's coming up and it's 15, 14 games, because that's the thing. I just don't know if this organization would be willing at his age. Now, Ozuna's showing no signs of stopping. He's been the most clutch player on this team over the last few years. But if you're not going to sign him, yeah, you got to trade him.
And let me say this, too, about the whole Devers situation. Mike and I were talking about it. Reports out of Boston, hey, the Braves were interested. I want our general manager calling about all potential deals. This is not a bad thing. If, in fact, it happened, and we don't know. Like Mike said, we never heard of this guy. But I want him, and I want our front office, inquiring about how to get us better. So this is not a bad thing, guys. Like, if it is true, and we do not know if it is, I'm all for it. Because if he wasn't, or these reports weren't there, Mike, then you're saying, what are we doing? Right. Are we complacent? Are we fine with where we are? So at some point, maybe you come across a situation, if you're the Braves, if you're Alex Anthopoulos or the front office, and you call a couple of teams between now and the start of the trade deadline or, you know, before the deadline. And, Mike, you fall into a player that maybe people don't think Who thought Devers was available?
Right.
Nobody even thought he was going to be available.
We knew that there is some like parallels you brought up earlier to like with Luka, because apparently it had gotten sideways, Luka Doncic in Dallas. But this is a guy, remember, he was the third baseman. They brought Bregman in. They didn't really, I guess the GM, the communication wasn't really there. So he kind of got blindsided by the trade. And Bregman's a much better fielder.
He is.
They're both great hitters, but Devers is raking. They want him to play first base because I'm not playing first base. So it was a situation where you could argue that if you put it on the open market, you probably could have still gotten more than what they got from the Giants.
Yeah.
Two big pitching prospects, a minor leaguer that's just a double A that was a top pick. But we'll see right now. But you're the Giants. You're missing a piece like that. We said it earlier. They just have not had a guy that can really rake. Question is, he's certainly better at Fenway. Is he going to have a lot of balls that just die up there in San Francisco?
Oh, that's a good question. Different park.
Yeah, you're not hitting doubles off the Green Monster. Those balls just go out there and die.
Guy just hit me up. You can follow us, guys. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And the radio show Dukes and Bell 929. He says, Dukes, we did this in 22. We did. But there were two reasons why we did. He's saying we made a stretch like this in 22.
To catch the Mets.
Spencer Strider's emergence. We didn't expect to get that. Remember, he comes up,
right,
and all of a sudden now we're like, oh, we got another guy. And we forget Michael Money Harris came from Double A and gave us a spark. Who's giving us that spark this season?
Right. Oh, and by the way, you had Kyle Wright won 21 games that year.
Mm-hmm.
Max Fried, of course. Charlie Morton was in his, whatever you consider his prime. You mentioned Strider. Anderson was solid, won 10 games for you that year. You know, the bullpen was better. There was Kenley Jansen back then. He still had Minter.
Sure.
I mean, it's just a better team. And you throw in the elements you already talked about. Dansby was still here too back then.
Absolutely. I just feel like when you're talking about these stretches, and this is real, like there's no other way to look at it. Now, the team is going to tell you we're going to go series by series. But the big overall picture is, how do I get to 90 wins? You got to find a way to do that. To me, that's the number. It can't be 81 and expect to be in the wild card with the way the Padres are playing and the teams that are in front of us. Now, you don't know what's going to happen with those teams. They might have a colossal collapse, Mike, where multiple guys get injured and they fall apart, and maybe it makes it easier. But in 22, those two guys were the reason why we started to ascend. Everybody else you're talking about was here.
Right.
We got Strider, and he starts pitching. He goes on what? He's 10-1, and then you're seeing Money Harris come in and infuse some life into the lineup. I just don't know if I see that with this team. Like, who's coming? Baldwin's already here.
We still had William Contreras, by the way. That was before the trade for the Brewers. Remember that? And then you had like the role guys, and sort of like the dudes that were off the bench, and also could give you some good at bats. Adam Duvall. You know, king of the launch angle.
Yeah.
So that was part of the team. Now, you could still go and put something together, but this is where we get into the debate. What is that line? Where's your line of demarcation for buying or selling with a team that right now needs to make some hay against the Mets?
We did win the series over the weekend. We mentioned it. Didn't look great yesterday, but Grant Holmes, amazing. I mean, you give up two hits and you strike out 15. Right.
Bullpen was hot garbage last night.
Unbelievable.
Just yesterday, it just was.
All right, Mets tomorrow, guys. Swelly on the hill. Hell swell. What do we say? Hell swell? What is it? Swelly, yeah. Swell, yeah.
Swell, yeah.
Thank you. 7:15 first pitch. Davis Peterson is going to start for the Mets tomorrow. All right, we got plenty of time to chop that up. It's interesting, though, that the Braves' name was mentioned out there with the Devers' potential move. Whether it happened or not, we don't know.
As we said, kind of crazy, though. You wouldn't give Freddie that 6-year. You're going to take on a guy be under contract till 36 at 300 mil? Get out of here.
Damon Hacks on the way from the Golf Channel. His interpretations of everything that happened at the U.S. Open. When we come back, he has reportedly resumed contract negotiations. We'll tell you who that is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.